This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM. And you're listening to GRE with Triple D, the sports doctor, the insurance doctor, and David Action Jackson. Devin, David, and DeBose here in the house with Professor D on the controls doing his thing over there. So before the break, Devin kind of set us up with a almost like a teaser. You know, what would you do in a situation?
Yeah, so it's like a John Quiñones. What would you do?
Well, the first thing I would do is cancel that post-dated check.
Yes, I would. And not only that.
If anybody's tuning in, we kind of need to let them know.
Yeah, let's fill them back in.
So what we're talking about is we had Jim that went to a wedding, and Jim provided the bride and groom a $150 gift.
I didn't know about this wedding, Jim.
I didn't know about this.
How come you didn't tell me about it?
It may not be this gym.
We could have been crashers.
I think it was a different gym. We could have done that.
Other way. But they provided $150. And then the bride and groom didn't feel that was enough money. And they said that, well, because you're so well off, we think that you should give us some more money. If you want to give us some more money, we're not going to reject it.
So normal thought process there.
Yeah, you know. I'm going to go off on a limb and say that these are millennials.
Oh yeah,
there's absolutely no question they're millennials.
Not only are they millennials, but they're lazy millennials.
Lazy millennials. So I mean that would be my initial response. I would just go out and I would just say fine, you know, or I would say hey. You know, the check that I gave you, you're absolutely right. Go ahead and just shred that check, and I'll send you a new one. I'll send him a check for like 10 cents.
I wouldn't send him anything.
Yeah. Whatever.
I would probably send a response back with the same type of elegant wording that they had on there, you know, to the term of up yours.
Well, make sure that, proofread it first.
Always proofread your stuff, people. Yeah.
And the elegant wording was, the response was, we were surprised that your contribution didn't seem to match the warmth of your good wishes on our big day. In view of your own position, if you wanted to send any adjustment, it would be thankfully received.
Oh, wow. Millennial.
Yeah, it's not enough money. Please send us more money. Thanks.
It's ridiculous.
There you go. That's local news.
That's our society there.
There you go. That's local news. Ends it with a what would you do moment. So
WWYD.
WWYD.
There you go.
So I'm guessing we're done.
It's time for sports.
News is dead, and it's time for sports.
All right, then. Let's get it on.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 because he's a...
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Hey, were you guys aware that Atlanta has a professional baseball team?
No, I wasn't.
Were you aware of that?
Are they the Jayhawks?
They are not the Jayhawks.
Okay. Are they made up of Queens?
Negative.
No.
The Braves. Hold on. Wait,
they could be.
There's something.
The way they play.
There's some news coming across for the Braves. Let's see here. Yeah, no. They still suck.
Didn't they call up a left-handed pitcher?
Well, what they've done, they've made a trade. Surprise, surprise. And what they did, they made a trade with the Angels, and they sent pitcher Julius Chacin, who has kind of struggled a little bit, to the Angels. I mean, they've had some pitching injuries and need some pitching. So they traded him to the Angels for one of the Angels' pitching prospects named Adam McCreary. And McCreary is 23. He's been in the pros for 2 years. He's been in rookie ball in the Angels organization. He's a 6'8" left-hander. He's a big dude, kind of like Randy Johnson or some of those guys.
He just throws downhill.
Downhill, baby.
Just downhill. They just say, get up there and throw straight
down. When he's done with his stride, he's halfway to the plate.
Yeah.
So So they sent him down to Danville, which is the Braves' rookie ball league. Last season, he appeared in 16 rookie ball games and had no record with a 2.41 ERA. So that's pretty good. And so add another pitching prospect to the mini that they have. So hopefully we're just automatically looking at next year at this point because they're just awful.
Well, I think that there's the talent levels there. I think they're mixing it up wrong. And I think a lot of times you find that. You find where you have an organization that has good talent. They have the skill mm-hmm. necessary to do it and to compete, but they have the management that's not necessarily got the same view. And for some reason, they're just off.
I think that has a lot to do with it as far as what the executives and the field management are having issue with. I talked about last week, that they were potentially looking for a replacement for Freddy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So that's still out there.
I need to apply.
And I think that it's I'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah.
I think that it has a lot to do with heads not being in the same place, you know. Or the upper management thinking he should be doing a little bit better with what he's got, which
he should be.
Not a whole lot.
Listen, they went on a rampage last season, and I'm not talking about Rampage Jackson either. I'm talking about just a rampage with the organization. Okay. So they went through.
Different Jackson.
How did Brandy feel about that?
No, different Jackson.
Different Jackson.
Different Jackson. Way different Jackson.
Way different.
Okay. So they went through and just got rid of everybody, every name, and then they started just bringing in all this young talent. They have talent. There's talent there. You've got to utilize
it. Their talent is being developed right now in the minors.
And some of them need to sink and swim.
There's a couple on the Braves team that I think should stay there, but they don't have enough talent on that level right now to be competitive really with anyone.
This is too important of an organization to have this kind of misuse of management, in my opinion. It's time to cut.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but that's your Braves. That's where they are. They're having a great season. The Hawks.
Do we still have the Hawks here in Atlanta?
The Hawks are no longer playing this year.
Okay.
They're done.
Okay. I didn't know if they were still located in Atlanta or not.
To spite me, they made it past the first round. Hey. So, congratulations.
Good for them.
But only to run into the brick wall of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round. And the Cavs made quick work of the Hawks in four games during the second round, including a 13-point loss in Game 3, a 25-point loss in Game 2, and a 9-point loss in Game 1. And then in Game 4, they only lost by a point. They decided to, holy crap.
Well,
we better start playing.
We better kick it in. Yeah.
But Cleveland's just on another level, man. And I think if the Hawks ever want to do anything to get past the first and second round of the playoffs, they're going to have to you got to have that hideout player in there from somewhere. You know, it is what it is. Those are the guys you got to have on the court that make things happen, that can carry a team on their back, that can get everybody fired up. I think their coach is great. I think Coach Bud is doing a great job, but he's doing everything he can with what he's got.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just excited to see who the next Jordan's going to be. Next Kobe.
I think it's going
to
be Steph Curry.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Steph Curry is unbelievable, man. If you ever watch that guy play, he's unbelievable. So, there you go. Hawks are done. Going to the house. Getting ready for November. Start again. Let's talk about some USC.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
You teased us earlier with the UFC up for sale. Could you jump right to that one first?
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
And in no way, shape, or form have I ever teased you. Okay.
Okay.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Just once.
Wow. All right, no. 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 That was a mistake.
We don't talk about that.
We don't discuss that.
Okay.
All right, so there's... There's somebody that's making a comeback. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
I saw your eyes widen and get excited there. Cole Miller has accepted a fight with
BJ Penn.
BJ Penn.
Yes! Are you the prodigy?
The prodigy is coming back. He.
I like BJ Penn.
I do too. Now, Cole Miller wasn't the original opponent. Dennis Seaver was, but he got injured, and Cole Miller stepped in to take.
I didn't know
him
BJ was even training.
Oh yeah, he's I assume he's been training. I mean, through his whole career, they said if he would only just train, you know, he could be really good.
What about the weight class? Was it?
He's coming back as lightweight. I'm not 100% sure on that, but he's going to be in UFC 199 on June 4th, and
definitely going to have to watch that.
Absolutely, UFC 200 is going to be really good as well. So both of those we need to watch. BJ is the former lightweight and welterweight champion, and he's 37. I thought he was a lot older than that for some reason, but he's only 37. And he last fought in 2014 and was dominated by Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar just had no problem.
Yeah, but he looked in that fight, he just did not look the same.
He didn't. He looked like he came back too soon and he wasn't ready, and
he didn't have the energy.
Yeah.
He didn't
just
have,
wasn't he was gassed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his stamina was gone.
Yeah, he just didn't do well at all.
BJ's no joke, man.
BJ is BJ's one of the greats, man. One of the greats for sure, and I'd love to see him back in the ring. Just many fights that he won after bloodying up somebody, and then he just goes and licks the blood off his glove. I mean, he's just such a sweet man.
I love it.
All right, staying with the UFC. The UFC could be sold as soon as this summer. The UFC owner's in talks to sell the company for up to $4 billion.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Who is buying the company?
Well, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta are who...
I was going to say Donald Trump, but...
No. Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta are who own it now. They are in advanced talks to sell. So far, there's four different bidders that have been revealed. WME, IMG, which I think is probably a collaboration of a couple different companies. There's a China Media Capital, the Blackstone Group, and Dalian Wanda Group. Are the four companies that are...
It's a bunch of investors.
That's what it sounds like. Sounds like it's an
I wonder why they would want to sell it.
Well, I mean, all of them have submitted offers between $3.5 to $4 billion. They're saying that the Wanda Group appears to be the front runner, and the sale could be announced as soon as
I wonder what
July.
That means for Dana White.
I don't know. I would imagine, to me, if I were buying it, I would keep him in place. I mean, is... Because, I mean, you think about it, he's really the face of it, you know?
Oh, he's built it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's just the president, but, I mean, he's the face of it. Zuffa LLC is the Fertitta's parent company that owns the UFC, and they took between $200 to $250 million in 2015. That's what they brought in. Actually, the Fertittas just recently purchased the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas. So, Zuffa bought the UFC in 2001 for $2 million.
Wow! Talk about a return.
2001.
But you got to think about it, man. These guys are looking at it like, you know, we've built it to this. You know, we're going to potentially get $3.5 to $4 billion for something that we played $2 million for. It's not going to always be as popular as it is right now. I mean, you got to think
I mean,
years
it's on
from
the top
now.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think 10 years from now. Is it going to be what it is right now? Is it going to be, you know, look what boxing. What happened to boxing? You know, is something else going to come along that just, you know, tears it down? You never know.
Listen,
so.
the gladiator sport has been around since the ancient times. So you got to think about it's always going to be a sport.
It's always going to be something, but you look at boxing is nowhere near what it was in the mid-early 90s.
No, and they're trying to make a comeback.
And it never will. I just don't think it ever will.
UFC has come in and taken it over.
Absolutely. MMA, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. How do you know something else is not going to come along and kind of be that new thing, and then all of a sudden they're not going to get $4 billion for this anymore? You know, sell it and walk.
$4 billion, man. $4 billion,
that's crazy. So let's talk about little old man from Omaha, Nebraska.
What's his name?
Little old fella's name is Randall Krause.
Okay.
And Randall has filed a lawsuit against the University of Nebraska.
Okay.
Okay. University of Nebraska for almost 50 years.
Does Randall have a job?
I'm doubting that. Okay. I'm thinking maybe.
All right. Let's just continue. It doesn't really matter, but.
No, I understand. I see where you're
kind of goes towards it.
So for nearly 50 years, the University of Nebraska has been, they release balloons into the air when the Cornhuskers score their first home points of every home game. In each home game, they let a bunch of balloons go when they score points for whatever reason. So Randall Krause has filed a lawsuit saying that the releasing of the balloons turns into a dump of waste of Husker balloons into our atmosphere. Okay?
Okay.
The balloons can land in the Great Lakes, the Gulf of Mexico, and even the Atlantic Ocean. He also believes it violates the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. The material that balloons are made of present a risk to the environment and wildlife.
Hey, you know what's weird? I'm with the guy.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I'm with the guy. What? It makes no sense. People don't think about these things, but he's got a good point. All these times, these shows, they release all these balloons, and they just go. They got to come down somewhere.
So I was reading a CBS Sports article on this this whole thing, and the guy that was writing the story said, you know, I guess he's got a point. He said, but I'm going to default to this. He's going through a lot of trouble to file a lawsuit against the University of Nebraska, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say if I ever met this guy, I probably wouldn't like him, so I'm going to go with the University of Nebraska on this one.
So you're just choosing the Nebraska side because the guy's probably a tool.
He's probably a tool.
But he's got a good point, man. Things land in the ocean.
And you know what? Somebody
get trapped in them.
Somebody's going to come up with some kind of biodegradable balloon, and well, everybody's
then
happy.
Then they need to have one.
Everybody's happy, you know? I mean, come on. Jesus. There's so many. How many other environmental issues can there be that we could be more concerned about than this one? I mean, really? Whatever. David, you're a tool. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, sports is dead.
Sports is dead. Done. Finish.
Well, before we get...
Finite. No moss.
Before we get into our national...
No more.
Facebook news.
Done. Over.
We're going to take a quick break here in just a few minutes, but I have a little thing that's kind of on my chest.
Is it hair?
He's got a little.
it's coming out of your shirt.
He's got a little thing on his chest
that wraps around my my gold chain. My, it's just kind of.
That's right.
My
he described himself as the classic DB.
I am straight up hop out of the orange Mustang.
Yeah, you'd look better in a Miata though.
Oh hell. So I got a little bit of an issue here with the at the FDA. Yeah. FDA.
Yeah.
They're you know, it kind of brings into the nanny state overreach of federal regulations and things like that, and I'm going to get into that here in just a few minutes. I want to talk about it, what's out there and that could impact a lot of us here. And a lot of people that are listening out there. But we're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to get into that. And then we'll get into national Facebook news.
Right on.
Right on. And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.